friends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. This is where it ends.
I'm gonna do it, darling. Jumping in anyhow.
It's time now for Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBW. Today's game is being brought to you by Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, by Stateline Cooperative, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by New Way K&H Cooperative, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, and by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to more high school basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight, another boys' matchup featuring Blue Earth Area as they host Tri-City United here tonight. They've already played TCU once this year. The Titans are struggling, to say the least. They are still looking for their first win coming into tonight's game. They're 0-15 on the season. And last time they played Blue Earth Area, which was back on December 20th, the Bucks won that one by a score of 67-30. So 0-15, last game was a drubbing by Jackson County Central Tuesday night, 91-34 was the final in that one. So we'll see what TCU brings in tonight's game. The Bucks coming in at 7-8 on the season here tonight. They lost their last game this past Tuesday up at St. Peter, 87-70 was the final score in that one. The Bucks have only won one out of their last seven games, and so they'd like to start turning the table, but boy, the schedule is tough. After tonight, they play Waseca right away Monday, so on goes the battle, I guess. We've got interviews with both coaches before the start of tonight's game. We'll hear from Buck head coach Colby Swanson coming up in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
And we're back here on our pregame show as Blue Earth Area head coach Colby Swanson joining us here as the Bucks get set to take on Tri-City United here tonight. Coming off the St. Peter game Tuesday, Saints get the Bucks 87-70 in that game. That score might be maybe not indicative of the entire game, I guess. Colby, they kind of piled on at the end there a little bit, but we were kind of playing catch up most of the night, and every time we kind of made a run at them, they were able to counter.
Yeah, they were, Randy, and we had an early lead. I mean, we got up 19 to 11 or 18-11 early in the first half before they made a big run at the end of the first half. I think it was tied at 29, and then they went into halftime 42-35. So they made a 7-point run at the end of the half, and we had chances in the second half. We made runs back at them. We cut it to 5. We were down, we were down 10 and had an open 3 in the corner that would have cut it to 7 with about probably a little under 4 minutes left, and then that lead ended up going from 10 to 17 instead. But, you know, there were a lot of good things for us offensively. We played extremely well. We shot 15 to 27 from 3. Mm-hmm. 15 threes, that's 55%. We just didn't do good enough job defensively, and a few too many turnovers. But, you know, all in all, it's against a very good physical St. Peter team. We're pretty happy.
They are kind of a tough matchup for us. They've got some size. They got the kid that can hit the threes too. He was kind of cold at the beginning, but he did warm up, and I figured he probably would eventually.
Yeah, they have two pretty good shooters. The one number two for them, Alex in career, I think is how you pronounce his last name, is a good shooter. I wasn't expecting him. Ended up going 3 of 4 from 3. And other thing is, you know, Will Bromland had with a kind of bum wrist, only played 10 minutes for us, didn't score. So for us to have that kind of a performance without our best player was a real positive for us, and only going to help us going into this kind of final stretch in this last month of games.
All right. Well, you get Tri-City United tonight. It's a struggle up there right now at TCU. They still haven't won a game yet this year. They're 0-15, and they've given up a lot of points, lost some lopsided games. What do you think about, I guess you did play them back on December 20th and won 67-30 in that one. So you know them a little bit, I guess, but they are definitely struggling.
Yeah, they lost some upperclassmen. They lost seniors from last year, and they're going through a rebuilding phase right now. A team that their coach, John Rumps, does a nice job with them, and they're going to have some good teams coming up. They have some good U teams, but just like anyone rebuilding a program, it's not easy those first few years, and I remember us going kind of through the same thing. But we just want to make sure that we do a good job getting out and creating pressure and doing a better job defensively than we did in the game against St. Peter.
All right. Well, Will Bromland's game time decision tonight, I don't know if he'll play much again. So he's got tendonitis, and it's in his shooting hand too, which is unfortunate, I guess. Well, that's from shooting. I don't know. The guy shoots a lot of basketballs, doesn't he?
Yeah, anyone that sees Will Broman around town outside of basketball season when the weather is nice is probably used to seeing him on his bike going down Main Street dribbling a basketball. And it's been the case for the past probably 7-8 years. One of the few guys I know that has gotten a wrist injury from overuse of shooting the basketball too much, which, I mean, is crazy to think about. But, hopefully Will is able to get back on track here soon with anything, with any overuse injury. Really the only thing you can do is rest. We'll see how he's feeling here. I would say it's probably under 50% chance of him making a go at it, but we'll see.
All right, and I guess if you're going to miss him in a game, a team that's 0-15 is a good one to have him out, maybe, huh?
Yeah, well, Well, we have some big games coming up. I mean, it's play Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Monday against Wasika at home, and Tuesday against MBL on the road. So we just want him to be healthy coming down this stretch and not have it nag him for the rest of the season.
All right. Keys tonight, Colby. What are you telling the guys to take care of business here and get the win tonight against TCU?
Yeah, our ball pressure is incredibly important. I think when we pressure the ball and we're out in passing lanes against teams that are more turnover prone, it's a real benefit for us. Against St. Peter, that was a little harder to do with their more athletic group that they had. But on the offensive end, I think we need to do exactly what we've been doing over our last three games. I mean, you look at both Maple River last Friday, St. Peter. We're doing a good job of playing off at 2 feet, playing on balance, and then either scoring at the rim or making the extra pass and getting a good outside shot. I think our offense has been very efficient, and I don't see any reason for that to change. If they go zone, which I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of zone tonight, we have to just find a good job of getting the ball to the middle, getting the ball to paint, either scoring at the rim or kicking out for threes.
All right, there you go, folks. That's Colby Swanson, Buck head coach, on the pregame. Back with more in just a moment. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here on our pregame show, and joining us now, TCU head coach John Rumsa, as they get set to take on Blue Earth Area here tonight. And it's been a struggle this year. You've had a lot of adversity this year, John, I'll tell you. Even before the season got going, you know, you lost a bunch of guys to graduation last year, so you were going to have a whole bunch of new faces the way it was anyway, but a few things have happened along the way that's even made it more of a challenge, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we knew it was going to be a challenge kind of coming into the year, just losing all that experience. You know, you're not going to get off to a quick start or have a ton of experience coming back. So it's negative on that front, you know, and it's worse on your win-loss record, I guess. But, you know, it gives a lot of guys chances to step up in those roles as well. And it really stinks for those guys that were planning on having a huge role, you know, like Shots, to have a broken collarbone in the middle of the year. Obviously, he was looking forward to having a great senior season of basketball. But, it, you know, we have other guys step up, and even though it's been we don't have a lot of experience, I think the majority of our guys have had pretty great attitudes, showing up, working hard every day, and, you know, what else can you really ask for as a coach other than that?
Well, and it's not like the schedule in the Big South Conference, which you guys are a member of now, is easy either. You know, Belle Plaine's in there now, Jackson County Central. We all know how athletic that school is right now, and goes into basketball too. That was your last game Tuesday. They won 91-34. So the competition is not easy for a team with not a lot of varsity experience.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there's not a ton of nights off in 2A basketball, period, especially when you're in the Big South, you know, and we're going against teams like Bloor this year, Fairmont two times a year, Jackson we get two times a year because we're in the same division of the Big South, too. So same thing with Belle Plaine. We just got our second matchup with them. So, no, it's definitely you definitely don't get any cakewalks. I guess the one positive is, you know, it kind of lets you know where you need to be at for years coming. Obviously, we have aspirations to be more successful win-losses-wise down the road. This kind of gives you a little scope into the future of where your team needs to be or where your program needs to be when that time comes.
All right, Blue Earth Area for the second time here tonight. John, you played them back on December 20th. They won 67-30 in that one. Anything you can take from that game to try to kind of adjust for tonight's matchup?
Yeah, they like to switch a lot in the perimeter, so you know we need some breakers for that, some different answers. They like to play kind of a 2-1-2 zone where they kind of float a guy around in the middle of the zone. We don't see that very often, so we'll talk about that a little bit and try to find different ways to get our guys in the middle of the zone and find different ways to break that. And definitely got to stop down some of their top scorers, right? We played a lot of zone last time we went against them, and we left the middle open for them. They kind of killed us in the mid-range, and they got us with some of their zone breakers. So find some different answers defensively and find some of those answers offensively for their athleticism and for their switching ability.
All right, and you were talking about the guys that you do have available here, and – although there are some juniors and seniors there, John, these guys are, you know, they don't have a lot of varsity experience other than what they've gained this year. It makes things tough. It's good that they're getting some experience, though, kind of unexpectedly in some cases, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, things don't change for us. You know, we still have high expectations for our guys. We don't have the same expectations for them, you know, from guys that have had 2-3 years of varsity experience, but we still expect those guys to go and compete at a high level, and if nothing else, to have very high level effort, and they've done that this year, and we've seen a lot of guys really improve as the years went on, and you know, even though things aren't successful from a win loss perspective, those are huge wins to see kids grow like that as the year goes on. So.
All right, final thoughts, keys tonight. What do you need to put on a good performance and stick with the Bucks tonight?
I think our transition defense really needs to be exceptional tonight. You know, we've been struggling with that a little bit, and it kind of spills over into our offensive game as well when we're not communicating or getting back defensively. So I think that's the top key for us tonight, and to see them coming down the floor so we can have a plan of action going against their tough offense.
All right, there you go, folks. John Rumsa, the head coach for Tri-City United on our pregame show. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ready to go with the start of this one. It'll be Branson Huskins jumping at center court.
against Carter Belke for TCU. We'll get the starters going. The opening tap controlled by TCU. Their starters, Rafael Belcazar, 5'8 senior. Also Tyree Sheffel, 6-foot senior. There's a drive by Belcazar, and the shot comes off no good. Bucks on the rebound and quickly up. Huskins three-pointer right wing. That's off no good. And the rebound grabbed by TCU. The rest of their starters, Jalen Nem, 5'11 junior. Carter Belke, 6'4 junior, jumped at center court. And Dylan Fink, 6-foot senior, the starters for TCU. And the Titans have the ball right now. Belcazar with it on top. Goes to the left side to Dylan Fink. We'll give you the Bucks starters here in a minute. There's a shot by Fink, right baseline, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Grand Jeanette brings it up to the corner right side. Three-pointer, good by Will Bromlin, who is in the starting lineup here tonight. We didn't think for sure that he would go. He's got tendonitis in that shooting wrist, and he is a starter here tonight. So Dahlberg will come off the bench, and Bromlin gets him going with a three-pointer. Left side, and a drive, and a whistle, and a travel, or a five. Yeah, travel call. That's turnover number one on TCU. Buck starters then, Branson Huskins, 6'2 senior. Gage Barker, 5'10 senior. Will Bromlin, 6'3 junior. Jacob Grandjeanette, 5'10 senior. Caden Juba, the 5'11 sophomore, are the starters for the Bucks. And there's a drive by Barker to the bucket. He is fouled. Did not make the basket, but he's going to get a couple of free throws, as he is fouled by Tyrese Sheffel. That'll be his first, and it's the first foul of the game. Barker goes to the line to shoot two for Blue Earth area. First free throw is good. So Huskins, Juba, Barker, Bromlin, and Grandjeanette, the starters for the Bucks. We'll see how much Will plays here tonight and how bad that first three-pointer from the corner didn't seem to be affecting his stroke too much as far as the tendonitis goes on that right wrist. Second free throw, no good by Barker. Rebound TCU. They have it. Belcazar, three-point shot, good from the right wing. And Rafael Belcazar ties it, or pulls TCU within one. 4-3, Bucks have the lead. Grandjeanette drives in. Another three-point try, left wing or left corner is good again by Bromlin. So Bromlin with six here early, and the ball knocked away in the backcourt. It goes off at TCU and will belong to Blue Earth area, so the Bucks force a turnover. That's turnover number two on the Titans, and the Bucks now inbound underneath their own basket, right underneath to Grandjeanette for an easy layup. Beautiful inbounds play there, two for Grandjeanette now, 9-3 Bucks. Oh, there's another steal. Barker steals and is fouled as he goes up with it. And two more free throws coming on the third turnover by TCU. That was Tyree Sheffel again. That's his second foul already, and I'm guessing he's going to be coming out. And William Sandbolt's probably going to be coming in here shortly for the Titans. So Barker to the line to shoot two again. Bucks lead 9-3. 15:48 to go here in the first half. We're just a couple minutes in. First free throw by Barker, no good again. So here we go. Substitutions, as we mentioned, it will be Sandbolt coming in. Will Sandbolt, 5'9 junior for the Titans. Also in for Blue Earth area, Sully Dahlberg, the 6'4 sophomore. And the second free throw missed again. Very un-Barker-like there. He missed both free throws there. He missed one out of two. Now a steal at half court by Juba. Lobbed over to Barker for the layup. And another steal and a layup. Fourth turnover. TCU turning it over too much here early already. Sandbolt in the backcourt now. He'll bring it across the line for the Titans. Lost it for a minute. Now he's trapped along the baseline. Dribbles out of it for a shot. No good. And the rebound batted around. Titans come up with it. Out to Belcazar. Belcazar on top. Now dribbles into the lane. Runner off the board is good. Rafael Belcazar with all five of TCU's points. And Bucks lead 11-5 into the front court. Blue Earth area ball. On top with it is Grand Jeanette. He drives all the way in and is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. So a lot of fouls here early, too, by the Titans, or a few here anyway. Grand Jeanette to the line to shoot two. That foul was on Jalen Nem, his first. And the third on the Titans. First free throw good by Grand Jeanette. 3 points for Jake. Another substitution for the Titans. John Titus coming into the game now. He is a 6'5 senior. Second free throw good by Grand Jeanette. Four for him. Bucks lead 13-5. Backcourt pressure again. Balcazar dribbles through it all the way into the lane. Oh, and his bounce pass right side, though, stolen away. Fifth turnover on the Titans. Here come the Bucks. Back the other way. Barker drives the baseline. Underneath, kicks it back out. Bromlin looking at the three, doesn't take it. Over to Juba. Left corner for Sully. Dahlberg on top. Grand Jeanette drives up the lane. Shot off the glass. Good. And Jake Grand Jeanette lighting it up for some points here early. He's got six already for the Bucks, and Blue Earth area up by 10. Double-digit lead already. Cross the line into the front court is Jalen Nem. He'll try a three from way out on top. That's no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Juba in the backcourt. Presses it ahead to Bromlin, left side. Three-point shot. Oh, just off, no good. And the rebound for TCU. Nem in the backcourt will bring it into the front court. Dribbles across the line. Elbow right side for Titus. Titus hands it off to Balcazar. His drive and shot blocked by Sully Dahlberg. And it goes off at Dahlberg on the block. And the Titans will inbound from underneath. Substitutions for Blue Earth area. Here's Devin Hayes in now, 5'9 junior. And Peter Fletcher, the 6'7 sophomore. Inbounded and wheeled around to the left wing for Nem. Nem baseline drive shot, short, no good. Rebound, putback is blocked. Fink got the putback, his shot blocked. And whose ball is it? Went out of bounds off of Blue Earth area underneath. B-Squad game earlier tonight. Blue Earth area defeated TCU 55-25. And there was a foul on that play on Devin Hayes. First on him, first Buck foul, and it puts Titus to the line, and the first free throw no good. Another free throw coming for Titus. 13:34 left to go in this first half. Bucks lead by 10. Second free throw is no good. That was a wild free throw. That thing bounced a couple times on the ring, and then it sat on the front iron, just sort of balanced there for a couple seconds and then fell off. That was weird. No good, though, on the free throw. Bucks have it. Caden Juba will bring it into the front court. Juba on the dribble with Balcazar guarding him closely. Oh, and his pass thrown away, trying to get it underneath. He threw it right to Carter Belke. First turnover on the Bucks. TCU ball. And they lose it now. A bounce pass between two defenders by Nem is stolen away by Blue Earth area. Six turnovers already on TCU. Devin Hayes for three from the left wing. That's off, no good. Rebound to TCU. And Balcazar will bring it into the front court. 12:55 to go first half. 15-5. 10-point lead, Bucks. Titus has it right on the free throw line. Now dribbles in a couple steps. Bounce pass over and off the hands of Carter Belke out of bounds, and the seventh turnover on the Titans. And it will be the Bucks ball. Caden Juba drops it off for Grand Jeanette. He'll bring it up. Grand Jeanette right side. Fletcher off for Hayes. Hayes on the top of the key. Gets it off now to Juba. Juba over to Grand Jeanette. Nice baseline drive. Oh, and the layup wouldn't quite go, but he's fouled, and Grand Jeanette's going to go to the line to shoot two again. Jake going to the hole tonight and getting some opportunities. He's fouled that time by John Titus, his first, the fourth on the Titans. And the first free throw good by Grand Jeanette. Seven for Jake here in the early going. substitutions. Jacob Fournier is into the game now, 5'8 junior for the Titans. And here's the second free throw for Grand Jeanette. Good again. 8 points now for Jake. 12:25 to go in the first half. 17-5 Bucks lead. And Balcazar will bring it into the front court for the Titans. Brings it up right side. Gets it off now to Jalen Nem, and stolen away again. Barker comes up with the steal. Eighth turnover. Barker takes it underneath and gets the layup. And that's 5 points now for Gage Barker. Eight turnovers on the Titans. Pass to the free throw line. Titus back out. Balcazar to the left side for Nem. Nem, Balcazar back to Nem. Three-point try from the left corner. No good. Rebound off for the Bucks. Long rebound and all the way ahead. Bromlin got ahead of everybody and they feed him for the layup. 8 points now for Will. 21-5 Bucks with the lead. TCU ball right side. On top now, Balcazar into Titus. He tried to get it to the low block to Fink, but it's tipped out by Blue Earth area. And the Titans will inbound from underneath. So the Titans lob it in out on top. And Nem has it. Goes into the lane through the hands of John Titus. Bucks with another steal. Three-pointer at the other end by Huskins comes off. No good. Rebound went off of the Bucks underneath. That was the ninth turnover on TCU. And the Titans inbound after the missed shot and tip out by Blue Earth area. Nem across the line. Drops it for Balcazar to Nem. Nem back over to Balcazar again. Tried to get it in to Titus. Tipped away, but the Titans come up with it. Down underneath now for Fournier. Back out. Balcazar for three from the top. It's off no good. Long rebound to the Bucks again. And Bromlund dribbling all the way in. Just outside the lane. Now kicked back on top. Fletcher, Barker, right corner. And a three-point try by Hayes. No good. Rebound off for TCU. Titans bring it up into the lane to Titus again. Back out Balcazar, left side Nem. Nem on the wing, penetrates just shy of the lane, shoots and got it. Jalen Nem with his first two of the night, and it's 21-7. And a timeout is called. 10:17 left to go first half. Blue Earth area leading Tri-City United 21-7. Back in a moment.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Blue Earth area inbound after the timeout. Down to the baseline, Huskins. Oh, nice pass across the lane and a layup for Will Bromlund. He's got 10 now for the Bucks. TCU back the other way. Dumped down in the lane. Little runner in front, and it just comes off the front. Taken there by Fink. Rebound Bucks quickly on the transition. Bromlund shot underneath back at the other end. That rolls off no good. And the rebound to TCU. A little bit up and down there. TCU slows the pace down a little bit now as Nem into the front court. Goes to the right side for Sandbolt. Cross court over to the left side for Fink. And his pass tipped away, but the Titans come up with it. Balcazar picks it up and had a clear path for a layup up the right side of the lane. 7 points now for Rafael Balcazar. 23-9, the score. 9:10 to go first half. Here's Huskins for three. Good from the left wing. He was a bit beyond the arc on that one, too. His first bucket of the night, a three-pointer. And it's 26-9. Bucks putting on a little pressure. Back court. Ball knocked loose. And what do we got? A foul called on Barker, I think. Let's see what it is. Or what was it, a jump ball? All right. That's what it was. Tied up, jump ball. Possession arrow goes to TCU. Or no, goes to Blue Earth area. So the Bucks do get the ball on the possession arrow. That'll be the 10th turnover on TCU. And the Bucks have it. Here's Juba on a drive up the lane. He's fouled, and Caden going to go to the line to shoot two for the Bucks now. Foul called on Carter Belke, his first, and the fifth on the Titans. So Juba, free throw, a little too hard off the heel, no good. Another free throw coming. 8:45 to go here in the first half. 26-9, Blue Earth area with the lead. And the second free throw rattles in, twirls around, and goes through. Had some weird free throws here tonight, dancing around the rim. That one was a toilet twirler there for Juba, but it went down. He's got a point now. 27-9, Bucks lead, TCU ball. Sandbolt on top in the lane. Shot up, no good, but a foul put up there in the lane by Dylan Fink, and he is going to go to the line to shoot two. And Huskins, I think, got him. That is correct. Huskins first and the second on Blue Earth area. And so here is Fink's first free throw. It's in and out, no good. And the second free throw on the way. 8:31 now remains first half. And it's a 27-9 Blue Earth area lead. Second free throw in and out again. Rebound, Bromlin. Juba will bring it up. And here come the Bucks on offense again. Left side, Dahlberg, left corner. Three-pointer, good by Graham Jeanette. You know, Jake, when he gets an open look, he's a good shooter. He just doesn't take a lot of shots, but he's scoring here tonight. 11 here in the first half for Jacob Graham Jeanette, who normally doesn't do a lot of scoring for the Bucks. And another fumbly transition in the backcourt by TCU. They turn it over again. That's their 11th turnover here in the first half. Bucks have it back again. Graham Jeanette into the lane. Barker back out. Dahlberg wants the three, and he hits it. Sully Dahlberg with his first points of the night, a three-pointer, and it's 33-9. And into the front court come the Titans now on top. Rafael Balcazar passing the lane, stolen away again. As Dahlberg gets in front of that one to Bromlin now. He drives in, shot no good, and a foul, and Bromlin will get a couple of free throws. As the Titans commit another foul, this one on Belke, that'll be his second. And the sixth team foul on the Titans now. Bromlin to the line, and the first free throw on the way is short, no good. Bucks aren't exactly tearing it apart at the free throw line here tonight. Second free throw coming for Will, and that one good. 11 points for Will Bromlin. TCU inbounds, full court pressure again by the Bucks. Graham Jeanette has a man pinned after he picked up his dribble. Now gets it to Balcazar, ahead to Titus. Underneath now for Sandbolt. Kick back out. Nem has it left side. Trying to get a pass in to Fink. And it's knocked away and then went off a TCU on the sideline. And that'll be the 13th turnover on TCU. And Caden Juba brings it up for Blue Earth area. Bucks way out in front. 34-9 the score. Left side, It is Dahlberg into the lane to Barker. Out to the corner. Juba will shoot the three from the left corner. It's short, no good. Bucks, though, rebound, but then they turned it over. On a pass back to the top. Second turnover on the Bucks. And, hey, what happened in the backcourt there? There was a foul on Barker, I believe. First on him, third on Blue Earth area. So the Titans inbound far sideline. Inbounded to Nem. Nem will bring it across the line. Nem dribbling left side, lost the ball. Lost the handle on it when he picked up his dribble. Dahlberg gets it ahead to Bromlin for another layup, and the Bucks turn another turnover into an easy layup. 13 now for Bromlin, 36-9, Bucks lead. TCU ball into the front court, Nem on the left side. Dumps it inside to Titus. Back out left side, Nem on the wing. Nem backing his way toward the lane. Now gets it to Balcazar for a shot from the left wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, and all alone at the other end, Barker. They found Barker behind everybody for another easy layup. And a timeout called now with 6:09 left to go. First half, Blue Earth area leading TCU 38-9. Back in a minute.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here at Blue Earth area, it is a lopsided affair here tonight. We kind of expected that a little bit. TCU's been in a big struggle. They're 0-15 on the year. And the Bucks lead 38-9. They've called off any backcourt pressure here now. And Balcazar brings it across the line, and a steal by Huskins over to Juba. Layup is good by Juba. And another steal for a layup. That was the 15th turnover on TCU. And I see now why they're struggling. They just turned the ball over way too much. Left side, Balcazar did it. Or no, that was Fournier. He turns it over. Buxel. Oh, Huskins missed an easy layup on the steal there. And the Bucks, though, get the offensive board. Back out left wing. Peter Fletcher wants to try a three. That's no good. And the rebound off for, well, it went off of the Bucks underneath. TCU ball. 40-9. Bucks lead, 5:28 to go here in the first half. And it will be Balcazar. Oh, no, another steal at half court. A breakaway steal for Caden Juba, and he lays it in. And that's 5 points for him. 17 turnovers now and mounting here for TCU. Nem left side, three-point shot. Out, in and out, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Juba will bring it up. Leaves it for Fletcher. Fletcher off for Barker. Barker drives, jump step into the lane, shot off the glass. Good by Barker. 9 points. 9 points for Barker. 44-9. And TCU brings it up again. Right to the free throw line. Titus turns, passes, but threw it away. Fletcher got in front of that one for the steal. 18 turnovers now, TCU. Huskins left side. 3-point shot. Good from the left wing. And Huskins now with 6 points, 47-9. And Tri-City with the ball in the lane. Right out in the middle of the lane. Fink back out. Nem left side. He'll try the three. No good, but a foul. And three shots coming for Jalen Nem. Yeah, let's see who the Buck foul was on. It's on Barker. That's his second. Fourth on Blue Earth area. So Nem gets three here. First one, no good. Jalen Nem with two points here so far tonight. Second free throw, good. And one more for Nem. Substitutions for the Bucks. Grandjanet back in, and Omar Gomez, the 5'9 junior, checking in for the first time. Third free throw, good by Nem, so he gets two out of three. 4 points for him, 47-11. Gomez on the right baseline, drives in for a shot, and he is fouled. And Gomez will go to the line for two free throws here. Foul is called on John Titus, I believe. That is correct. Titus gets his second foul. And the first free throw by Gomez is good. So Omar's on the in the scorebook. And the second free throw on the way is no good. Rebound off for the Titans. And they'll bring it up. Sandbolt into the front court. Bounce pass in the lane from Balcazar. Stolen away by the Bucks. Gomez, left side Grandjanet, back on top. And a three-point try, no good by Huskins from the top. A whistle and a foul on the Bucks on the rebound. And it is on Gomez. That'll be his first. Five on the Bucks now, team-wise. 3:38 to go in the first half. Nem right wing on top for Balcazar. Left side Sandbold. His pass almost stolen. Balcazar comes up with it. Shoots left wing. It's off, no good. Rebound put back, no good by Fink, but he is fouled on the play. And Dylan Fink's going to get a couple of free throws on the Buck foul. And it is on Devin Hayes, who checked back in here a little bit ago. Or wait a minute. Well, who is it on? Is Hayes even? Okay. I had him for two fouls. They say one on the board, so 16 fouls, though. We know that. First free throw, no good by Fink. Second one is good. 1 point now for Dylan Fink, 48-12. 3:22 to go. Bucks into the front court. Hayes has it off now. Grandjanet underneath Gomez. Tried to pass it out. Finally does get it out of there after it was knocked away. But he got it back. Now on top for Hayes. Hayes at the point. Left side. Grandjanet. Three-pointer. No good. Gomez there. His put back. No good. Fletcher's got it now. He gets a shot off. That's no good. And Hayes finally follows to get it. Three missed shots, and Hayes finally puts it in. 50-12 now. And TCU with the ball right side for Balcazar, around to the left side now for Sandbolt. Sandbolt on the wing, drives into the lane, kicks it back out. Balcazar underneath, shot is good, and a foul. Carter Belke goes on the baseline, slides in for two, and is fouled, and a chance for the three-point play. As he was fouled by Peter Fletcher, that's his first. And so Belke to the line for the free throw. And it is no good. Rebound Blue Earth area. Huskins over to Devin Hayes. He brings it up. Off to Grandjanet. Huskins now leaves it for Dahlberg. Dahlberg on the top. Gets it off now to, and there's a travel on Gomez. He took kind of a stutter step there and traveled with it. Third turnover for Blue Earth area. 2:10 to go here in the first half. And Sandbolt across the line. Left side, Nem. Sandbolt on top. Pass left side over the head of Balcazar, out of bounds. 20 turnovers on TCU here in the first half. That's a lot for a game, let alone one half. 20 turnovers, and this is why TCU, or part of why they're 0-15 on the season. Hayes and a foul out on top on Balcazar. That'll be his first. And the 1-1 is on, so Hayes is going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1 for the Bucks. And the first free throw, good by Hayes. He'll get the bonus. 3 points for Devin. Huskins out. And into the game is Noah Lane now for Blue Earth Area. Second free throw, no good by Hayes. Bucks got the rebound, though. Gomez for three, right wing. That's no good. Rebound, though, by Grandjeanette. Back to Gomez. Back to Grandjeanette for the layup. 13 here in the first half for Jacob Grandjeanette. He's having a nice game. And TCU into the front court. Left side, Balcazar on top, Sandbolt. Balcazar, left corner, Nem for three. Good from the left corner. Jalen Nem hits the three. 53-17. Lane has it for the Bucks. Right side. Bounce pass into Gomez. Gomez around to the left side. Grandjeanette on another drive. Layup no good, but a foul. And Jacob will go to the line for a couple more free throws. Fouls on Sandbolt for the Titans, I think it was. Nope, it was on Nem. Second one on him. First free throw, good by Jacob Grandjeanette. 14 now for Jacob here in the first half. And the second one short, no good. Rebound off for TCU. 1 minute to go in the half. Nem across the line. Right side, Balcazar on top. Gets it off now to Nem. Across left side, Sandbolt trapped on the baseline, gets it to Balcazar. Three-pointer no good, left wing. Rebound, though, comes out long. Sandbolt has it. That's short, no good. Underneath, putback is good by Belke, so they get it on the third try. 54-19 now, 28 seconds to go. Grandjeanette right side to the corner, and Lane has it. Back to Gomez, right side, Grandjeanette, baseline drive, kicks it to the corner to Hayes. Back out Dahlberg, underneath Gomez. Gomez double-teamed on the baseline, back to Hayes, shot up, no good underneath, and the rebound off for TCU. 5 seconds, Nem quickly up, pulls up, three-pointer, good by Nem at the buzzer. And Jalen Nem with a couple of late threes. Helps the cause a little bit, but the Bucks still lead big. 54-22 at the half. It's Blue Earth Area leading Tri-City United. We're back with our halftime report in just a couple minutes.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
BevCom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. BevCom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
This goes in here, too. And we are back here at Blue Earth Area. And Blue Earth Area with a 54-22 lead here at halftime. It's time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. So the Bucks with a 54-22 lead. It game's going pretty much as we expected here. TCU struggling mightily here, still looking for their first win of the season. Bucks get out to a lead, and they just keep rolling along here, although a little bit of a flurry of scoring by TCU there right at the end of the first half. Jalen Nehm had a couple of three-pointers to help keep that a little bit closer. So we'll come back, take a look at the first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half here tonight. Blue Earth Area led in scoring by Jacob Grandjeanette tonight with 14 points. So Jake having a good scoring night. Will Bromlin with 13. 9 for Gage Barker. 6 for Branson Huskins. 5 for Caden Juba. 3 for Sully Dahlberg. 3 for Devin Hayes. And 1 for Omar Gomez for their total of 54. Tri-City United led by Jalen Nehm with 10 points, 7 for Rafael Balcazar, 4 for Carter Belke, and 1 for Dylan Fink for their total of 22. The Bucks were 19 of 34 from the floor, 56% in the first half, only 10 of 18 from the free throw line. Not good there, 55%. They had 3 turnovers. The big stat, TCU had 20 turnovers in the first half. That limits the number of shots you get to take. They were 8 of 23 for 35%, 3 of 10 from the line for 30%, but that 20 turnovers looms big here in the lopsided score. 54-22, Bucks lead, and that is your Hodges Halftime Report. Brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And back with more in the half here in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Saline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, look ahead to next week, a busy one for us with local sports next week. Let's start off right away. Monday, boys basketball, United South Central is at Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. We'll have that one on the air. Tuesday, wrestling, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at Maple River USC. So some wrestling action next Tuesday. Thursday, it's boys basketball, Maple River at Sibley East in one of our Maple River matchups. And then Friday, it's girls and boys, a doubleheader, Blue Earth Area at Fairmont. And we'll have both the girls and boys on for you that night. And then next Saturday, an afternoon game as Maple River will be at Caledonia, top five ranked team in the state. Tough one there. Another Maple River matchup for you a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, the 1st of February. So that is our lineup for next week. Here it is, 54-22. Blue Earth Area leading TCU at the half. And the second half coming up in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
And we are back here at Blue Earth Area, ready to go with the second half. Bucks lead 54-22, and TCU will get the ball first to start out the second half. And a double dribble called on TCU right away here. So they turn it over for the 21st time here tonight. They had 20 turnovers in the first half. Bucks have it back. Juba, right side, Huskins. Huskins dribbles into the middle of the lane, dishes off for Grandjeanette, who had a nice first half with 14 points for the Bucks here tonight. Juba in the lane, shot right side, he missed it, no good. Nice move to the bucket, but couldn't quite finish it. Rimmed out on him, rebound off for TCU. Into the front court, left side, Nem. Them got hot at the end of the first half with a couple of threes. There's a shot from the free throw line. No good by Fink. Rebound Bucks. And Juba brings it up. Leaves it for Grandjeanette. He dribbles to the free throw line. Back to Juba into the lane. Left corner, Huskins. Jump step toward the lane, around Grandjeanette, right side, drive, scooping layup, no good. Rebound, though, by Barker. And he's tied up underneath there. Now they're going to get a reach foul, I think, on TCU. We do. On, is it Fink? Nope. It's on Tyrese Scheffel. That is his third and the first here of this half. He got two quick fouls at the beginning of the game, and then we never saw him again. Huskins right side. Had a three-point try there. No good, but Barker pulls it out. Another offensive board. Barker into the lane. Now Huskins left corner for three. That's off. No good. Huskins misses a couple threes. Rebound TCU. Nobody scored yet here this half. Now a steal by Huskins in the backcourt and a layup. Or by Barker, I should say. 11 points for Gage Barker. Nice steal by Gage there in the backcourt. Nem, free throw line. Little runner good by Jalen Nem. He's got a dozen to lead TCU here tonight. And Juba into the front court. Brings it up. Leaves it now for Grandjeanette. Right side, Juba. Juba back to Grandjeanette. Now right side. And off to Grandjeanette at the top. Back on top. Bromlin right side. Three-point try. Good by Gage Barker. 14 now for Gage. And it's 59-24. I think Bromlin might be resting the rest. Oh, wait, he's in there now. Okay. Thought Will was out of there. He's got that tendonitis in the right wrist, so I don't know if they want to push it too far with such a big lead. There's a foul at half court on Juba. And that's his second. First on the Bucks here this half. And TCU inbounds. And lost off the foot. A dribble there by Tyrese Scheffel. Turned it over. He dribbled, misdribbled on the way to the bucket there. Turnover number 22 on TCU. Barker up with it now for the Bucks. Off for Bromlin. Bromlin spinning into the lane. Shot in front. No good, but a foul will put Bromlin to the line to shoot two. Quite a few fouls in tonight's contest. This one on Belke, his third. And the second on TCU this half. Bromlin's first free throw is good. 14 now for Bromlin. So Bromlin, Grandjeanette, and Barker all have 14 points. And Bromlin's second free throw, good. So he has 15. 61-24. And the Titans with it. Backcourt. Into the front court. William Sandbolt down underneath. And a runner, little trying to reverse layup. Rafael Balcazar, no good. Bucks on the rebound. Bromlin, three, good from the right wing at the other end. And he's got 18 now for Bromlin. TCU ball. Sandbolt across the line. Leaves it off for Balcazar. Drives in, and his shot hit the bottom of the board, but Titus is there for the putback. And John Titus with his first two of the night. Blue Earth area ball into the front court. Here's a drive and a runner. Good by Barker. 16 now for Gage. 66-26. Bucks by 40 here tonight. And down underneath, shot up. No good. That shot under there was taken by Fink. Rebound Bucks. And Huskins, nice bounce pass to Barker, cutting right up the middle of the lane, and he gets the little finger roll in front. Good. Let's see, what is that? 18 now for Barker, I think. 10, 11. Yes, 18 for Gage. Him and he and Bromlin both have 18. Steal on top. Pranjanet breakaway after the steal, and the layup is good. 16 now for Jake Pranjanet. Timeout, 13:40 left to go in the game. Bucks lead 70-26, and we're back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist & Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, 13:40 left to go in the game. The Bucks lead by 44 points, 70-26. We'll have running clock tonight, no question. The 9-minute mark. Clock will run here tonight as the Bucks with a lopsided lead. TCU ball, left side Nem on the wing. Grandjeanette out on him. Round to the right side, Jacob Fournier back in the game. Back around to Nem. He'll try the three, left wing, no good. Rebound grabbed by Titus, and his shot blocked by Peter Fletcher. Nice block there, and the Bucks coming down with it. Grandjeanette up on the far side. Nem got him on a foul as they were working up the sideline there. Third on him, and that is three on the Titans now here in this half. And the Bucks inbound. Devin Hayes on top. Right side, Grandjeanette to the corner. Dahlberg dribbles back around near the free throw line over to Juba. Juba on the point. Dribbles over right side. Back on top. Fletcher takes it now. The big man Fletcher on a little dribble to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette tried to get it back out, but it was tipped away, and the Titans come up with a steal. That's just the fourth turnover on Blue Earth Area. Titans have 22 turnovers here tonight. 20 of those in the first half. They've shorted up a bit this half, and there's Titus with a shot underneath. He is fouled. And John Titus going to get free throws here for the Titans. And who got the foul there? That was Fletcher with the foul, his second. And the second on the Bucks. Titus's first free throw is good. He's got 3 points now. And some new blood in there for TCU. Number five. This first time in for him. It is Kellen Jurek, 6'1 sophomore. Kellen Jurek, second free throw by Titus is no good. And the Bucks up with it. Right side, Dahlberg on top, Fletcher. Fletcher back to Juba. Juba lobs to Fletcher, and he is boinked in the head from behind by Dylan Fink, and that'll be the first foul on him. Fourth on the Titans. Fink doinked him pretty good on the lob pass there. No shooting foul. Bucks inbound underneath. Right to Devin Hayes. And his shot knocked away by Titus out of bounds. John Titus. And so Bucks will inbound underneath again. Juba will put it in play. Inbounded. Lobbed way in the backcourt to Will Bromlin. Bromlin brings it up. Left corner, Juba. Juba on top. Hayes steps into the lane, now kicks back out, now handed back to Juba. Juba down to three on the shot clock, out of hurry there, he gets it off, good! A three-pointer at the shot clock, buzzer by Caden Juba right there. How about that? 8 points for him. And it's 73-27 on top now. Nem for three, no good. Bromlin rebound, two-on-two break. He'll take it in himself for the layup. And Bromlin now 20 points on the night. Even being used somewhat sparingly here this evening. Here's a three by Nem, short left wing, rebound Fletcher, and he was out of bounds, I think. Or did they call a... they called a foul in there on the Titans. So the Bucks will get it. Foul was on Fink. No? Yes? Yes, his second. And so that is five on the Titans. Blue Earth area into the front court. Devin Hayes with it. On top, drives in, left corner. Omar Gomez in the game, and he buries a three from the left corner. Four now for Omar. 78-27, 11 minutes to go. 2 minutes to running clock. Here's a three-pointer. Nem is good from the left wing at the other end for the Titans. 15 for him tonight. 78-30. Buck ball. Hayes into the front court. Leaves it off for Fletcher. He's way out on top. Bromlund. Long three by Bromlund. Short, no good. Got his own rebound. And a offensive foul did they call on Bromlund? They did. First on him, fifth turnover on the Bucks. Bromlund's going to come out. I think he's done for the night now. They'll rest that shooting wrist of his as Noah Lane checks back in for the Bucks, the 6'1 senior. And the Titans have the ball. Nem, another three-point try. Misses this time left wing. Devin Hayes up near side ahead the lane. Lane left side on top. Fletcher. Right side, Omar. Gomez on the dribble back toward the top over to Lane. Lane dishes off right through the hands of Devin Hayes. That's six turnovers on Blue Earth area. 78-30. Bucks with the lead. Titans with the ball. Left side, Nem inside. Turnaround shot, no good by Carter Belke, but they say he was fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Fletcher, and that is his third. So here's Carter Belke to the line. Here's the first free throw. Good. 5 points for Carter Belke. 10:02 left to go in the game. One more minute here, and then we're going to have running clock the rest of the way. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound, Fletcher. Out to Hayes. He'll bring it up far side. Hayes across the line. Dribbles by his man. Dishes to the corner. Noah Lane open. Three-pointer good by Noah Lane, and he's in the scorebook here tonight. Beautiful shot there by Noah. And here come the Titans. Elbow right side, and a shot up no good by Fink. Rebound, Blue Earth area. Hayes to the front court. Spinning move into the lane. Shot in front, no good, though. It hit the front of the rim and just wouldn't crawl over. And the rebound off for TCU. Nem into the lane, right through the hands of Fink. And turnover number 23 on the Titans. And Hayes quickly up now for the Bucks. Leaves it for Omar Gomez. Gomez right side. He pulls out right wing. Shoots the three, no good. And the rebound to TCU. We have hit the nine-minute mark now, so we'll have running clock the rest of the way. And the Titans have it. Kellen Jurek in there. Gets it off right side. Shot up. Good. A two-pointer right side by Rafael Balcazar. He's got nine. And it's 81-33. Five new players coming back for the Bucks here. And a shot or a pass underneath, and Fletcher gets the bucket, his first two of the night. Peter Fletcher, 83-33, 8.5 minutes to go. TCU ball on top is Jurek with it. Over right side, Nem has it. Nem cross court over to Balcazar, and Omar grabbed his arm. That'll be a foul on him, his second. And that is five on Blue Earth area. And here comes the whole bunch of new faces in for the Bucks. Tristan Hansen, 5'11 senior, is in there. Eli Blagg, 6 foot senior. Let's see who else. Peyton O'Hara, the 5'11 senior, is in there. Hunter Veland, 6 foot senior. There's a drive and a bucket underneath by Balcazar. Again, 11 points for him. One more. Who is it? 21. That's Carter Rosenau in there for the Bucks. So all new faces. There's a lob underneath. Oh, and a bucket and a foul for Hunter Veland. A nice lob pass in there for him. And Veland gets the bucket and was fouled on the play. Chance for the three-point play. Balcazar fouled him, his second. That's six on the Titans now. And Hunter to the line. His free throw on the way is good. Nothing but net. Three for Hunter. Nice work by the number twos here for Blue Earth Area tonight. Getting a nice play there for the bucket. And the Titans now with it. Balcazar on a drive to the bucket, and he is fouled. And Raphael, let's see, that was a shooting foul. Yep, two shots. Foul was called on Tristan Hansen, his first. Here's the first free throw on the way. No good by Balcazar. Back in is John Titus for the Titans. Balcazar will go to the line for his second one here. And that one on the way. No good. Rebound. Scrambled for. Balcazar picked it up. Throws it up off the glass. No good. And Veland finally comes away with it for Blue Earth Area. Veland across the line. Fouled by Balcazar. That's his third. That's seven on the Titans now, so a 1-1 for Hunter Veland back at the line again. Down to 5:45 with that clock running now. Blue Earth Area leads 86-35. Veland's front end of the 1-1, no good. Rebound grabbed, though, by Blue Earth Area. Blagg ran it down in the corner. On top, three-point shot by Peyton O'Hara, no good. Bucks on the rebound. O'Hara out on top. Dribbles to the right side. Goes all the way underneath. And a shot no good. But now free throws for Peyton O'Hara. Two shots coming. Let's see if he can get in the scorebook here. Down to 5 minutes left to go in the game. Yeah, why not? O'Hara makes his first free throw. So he has a point now for Blue Earth Area. Second free throw coming. And some substitutions meanwhile. I see now that Jacob Fournier has checked back in. Newly in for the Titans, Carson Labatos, 5'6 senior. And O'Hara makes the second free throw. He got them both. Two for him now. And the Titans have it back the other way. Out on top. With the ball is Mitch Holichki, 6'2 junior. Off now for Alejandro Maya. Who's in there now, so some new faces for TCU as well. Round to the top again, Jacob Fournier. Down to four on the shot clock. Shot up there, no good by Holichki. Follow underneath is no good by Fournier. Substitutions coming again here for Blue Earth Area. All kinds of people going to play here tonight. Down to 3:40 and the clock running. 88-35, Blue Earth Area leads. Devin Reeves is in the game now. Dakota Mitchell, 5'11 junior. Who else came in? Number five, Isaac Anderson, the 6'5 senior. He's going to shoot a three. Good from the right wing by Anderson. How about that one? And so Anderson with the three, and the Bucks lead 91-35. 3:06 left to go. Bucks would have to hustle a bit here to get to 100. There's a drive and a bucket. Good by Tyrese Scheffel, and he has his first two on the night. A chance at a three-point play as he was fouled by somebody. They haven't posted. I didn't see who got it, but a chance for a three-point play here for Scheffel. Foul was on Maxwell Peterson, who's in there now for the Bucks. Free throw no good by Scheffel. It went out of bounds off of the Bucks, though. And TCU will inbound from underneath. And putting it in will be Alejandro Maya. Inbounded to Lobatos. On top now for Fournier. Fournier with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right side for Lobatos. Stolen by Isaac Anderson. He'll take it in. Two-handed jam by Isaac Anderson. Wow, he's putting on a show at the end here. That was something there. How about that, Isaac? Boy, that was a heck of a two-handed flush there by him. The Bucks are having some fun now. 93-37, another steal. Here's Isaac again. Another one. Two-handed flush by Anderson again. 95-37. Wow. Isaac with 7 points here in about 30 seconds. And there's a shot good left side. That one good by, let's see, that was Fournier with his first two. Bucks back the other way. Maxwell Peterson with it on top. Looks at the three. Now over to Isaac for another three. That's no good. And the rebound out to the Bucks. Peterson right side. Here's a three-point try. No good by Devin Reeves. Bucks got the rebound again. Oops, they threw it into the backcourt, though. And an over and back will give it back to TCU. But we're under a minute to go now with that running clock still clicking off here. 95-39. Blue Earth area has the lead. TCU inbounds. And it will be left side for Maya underneath. Shot up, no good by Halicki. Bucks on the rebound. Into the front court. Blue Earth area with it. There's a three-point try by Peterson. No good. Rebound TCU. Dribbling all the way in for a shot up. No good by Alejandro Maya. Rebound Blue Earth area. Isaac Anderson into the front court. Drops it over to Peterson. Peterson's going to hold it, and that's going to be it. That's going to be the final right here. 95-39, and that is it. Bucks win it 95-39 over TCU to get back to 500 on the year. We'll be back to wrap it all up in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated?
Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here at Blue Earth Area to wrap it up. Bucks win 95-39. And the scoring tonight, Will Bromlin does end up leading the way for the Bucks with 20 points here tonight. 18 for Gage Barker, 16 for Jacob Grandjeanette tonight. Nice game for him. He had 14 of those in the first half. So those three in double figures. And then the rest of the scoring, 6 for Branson Huskins, 8 for Caden Juba, 3 for Sully Dahlberg, 2 for Peyton O'Hara, 2 for Peter Fletcher, 3 for Devin Hayes, Omar Gomez with 4, Noah Lane with 3, Hunter Veland with 3, and the spectacular end of the game, Isaac Anderson with a 3-pointer and 2 jams for 7 points. That was a fun way to end it for the Bucks here tonight. Isaac putting on a show there at the end. Good for him. And TCU led by Jalen Nem with 15, 11 for Rafael Balcazar. So those two in double figures. And then Carter Belke with 5, 1 for Dylan Fink off the bench. Jacob Fournier with 2, John Titus with 3, Tyrese Sheffield with 2 for their total of 39. So TCU falls to 0-16 on the season. And the Bucks get back to 500. They're level at 8-8 now. But tough games coming up next week for the Bucks. Our next broadcast is Monday. Coming up this Monday, the 27th, it's boys basketball, United South Central with a tough challenge up at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. So again, our final score here, Blue Earth Area 95, Tri-City United 39. Thanks to Grace back at the station running the controls tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, by Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by Stateline Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, and by Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBEW Sports.
Embroidery and Screen Printing offers complete embroidery services for individuals, businesses, organization, and school athletics. From a single t-shirt to large orders of jackets, caps, or sweatshirts. Contact us at Heartland Embroidery, downtown Blue Earth, or call 526-2001, or check us out on the web at heartlandembroidery.biz.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 18 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 6 above tomorrow night. Clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday. Clouds on the increase by Monday. Low 30s Sunday. Low 40s by Monday. Currently 27.
Hi, it's
showtime.
Let's do this.
98 Country, Southern Minnesota, and Northern Iowa's Hot Country.
I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama. That drink he didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. He's saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
You like a knife and her lips taste like sweet red wine and a pretty lace. She go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastating smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of it is. It blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask her why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Today's Country, 98.1 FM.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. Now that's crazy.
Sitting here alone,
all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on the left, Jack on the right. Throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
From the Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio, this is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
The cold weather season is here, and you need to make sure your vehicle is ready for winter travel. Circle K Auto Repair of Blue Earth can help you avoid the pain of unexpected repairs or breakdowns. Have John inspect your heating system, brakes, tires, and don't forget to have your battery tested. If it needs replacing, Circle K carries dependable interstate batteries. And if you drive a diesel vehicle, be sure to have your fuel filter checked to avoid gelling. Call 525-4233 for your appointment today at Circle K Auto Repair in Blue Earth.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
You play all the artists I love.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, baby.
Today's country, 98's country.
Don't come down with the sun. Won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon on the side.
few snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dial. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard, heartbreaks, so hard.
Spend another lonely night. Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight. Betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.